Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Stephen Flynn from The Happy Pair is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Stephen, have we lost our focus about what's actually important in our quest for wellness?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good. Not too bad at all.
To answer your questions, I think health is very complicated. I think right now we're in an age where there's a lot of emphasis on optimization, tracking your sleep score, tracking your VO2 max, optimizing your protein intake, tracking your macros. And I think if we do look to the longest populations in the planet, namely the blue zones, typically they live in rural environments, they live close to nature. And one of the key pillars is community and togetherness and laughter.
So instead of, you know, spending your 5K run or your 10K run checking your pace and your heart rate, maybe enjoy the chat with somebody along the way and actually take in the view.
Yeah, I think it's a delicate balance. I think sometimes, you know, you are tracking your score, you're tracking your time because you do want to improve your marathon. I think there's a place for that too. I just think possibly the pendulum have swung too far. And I think there's a lot to be said if you do look again to the blue zones. There were 9 lifestyle factors that dictated why these people lived such long, healthy lives. And when they boil them all down to the one most important one, it's community, and it's that sense of togetherness, and often that can be hard in our digital age and in our modern society that's so busy and so focused on optimization.
Claire McKenna, who's presenter here of Alive and Kicking in News Talk and author of Would You Be Well, is joining us, Stephen, on the line. Would you agree with that, Claire?
I would. Hi, Stephen. Yeah, I would really agree with him. And it's something I'm very passionate about sharing myself. I think people are really overwhelmed by the idea of wellness. People would often say to me, oh, God, Claire, you're into all that wellness stuff, as if it's just something crazy that certain people are into, whereas really wellness should be for everybody, but looks different for everybody. And it's what are the little things we do every day that help us to feel well in ourselves. We're taking on all this pressure about hitting step counts and being the best version of ourselves and having a morning routine. And that's where I think it's gone a bit skewed, rather than the joy, connection, community that Stephen's touching on there.
Well, like when you think about it, I mean, you know, over the past couple of years, there has been such a shift, and you know, it's got to be a good thing that people are maybe more in tune with their lifestyle and minding themselves and their body and, you know, everything that goes with that. But like, if you have people, Stephen, who are, you know, maybe getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning unnecessarily, before they even get out of the bed, they're looking at their phone or their watch to track the score of their sleep, rather than actually listening to their body. They go down to have breakfast and they're counting every gram of protein. The whole thing has become a kind of a maths equation about what they've consumed that day, and a raccoon telling them on an app later that night, you know, how much they've actually eaten. And like, I just wonder if maybe we've sort of forgot what's important. We're maybe prioritising the wrong thing, Stephen.
Totally. And I think it's hard. Like for anyone out there, it's hard. And even if like we've worked in food for 20 years, even with food, there's so much confusion and so much. It's really difficult because you walk into most shops and there's a whole load of croissants and donuts and French fries and these things that smell amazing and that our mammal brain wants, but they're not really good for our short, long, medium term health. So like even to focus just on food, I think it's not about vegan or vegetarian or any of these titles. I think it's about, again, if we do look to these longest living populations, 90% of their diet is whole plant food, and it's not about perfection. It's about progress and baby steps and accepting that we're all going to fall off the wagon, and that's all right.
Like any of the people who've lived, you know, to become one of Ireland's oldest people or lived to over 100 years of age that I've ever talked to on the show, and you might ask them, what's the secret? What did you do? None of them are telling me they did so by eating protein balls.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm yet to meet somebody who's 105 years of age and that's how they've managed to live to be that age. But yeah, is that the case, Claire? Has it gone too far? Because like wellness is a big industry.
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot about this, the wellness industry, and that, you know, it gives this idea that there's a lot of people trying to make good, honest people part with their money. And that is partially true. But in my experience, I've met a lot of people like the Happy Pair twins who really have their own personal story behind it. Mm. Often people have burnt out or felt overwhelmed themselves and then want to help others in life. And I tend to meet a lot of really good people doing really good things, whether it's teaching yoga or breath work or therapy or whatever it is. The wellness industry doesn't have to be snake oil. There are a lot of really good endeavors that people can invite into their everyday. But once they're not using wellness as another stick to beat themselves with, something else that they're not doing enough of, yeah, and stressing about it, because that's the very opposite of wellness.
Do you know, it's funny, it's often crossed my own mind, Claire. And look, I've no problem admitting, like, I could absolutely be an awful lot healthier and I could live a much healthier life. But I look at some of my friends, you know, in my close circle who really live an exceptionally healthy, you know, and a good and a clean and all those kind of words lifestyle. And I often think to myself, did they actually need that much fixing in the first instance?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't think to be healthy, you have to look a certain way. You don't have to have an athletic or a muscly build or to have a constant PB improving in a marathon. To be well, you really need to feel you have the energy to get through the day. You need to be able to get into your bed at night and feel content with your lot most of the time. And you need to feel that you have some sort of meaning and purpose in your life. So, mm-hmm. you know, you have a job you love, and Andrea, you know, that's really important. You have people you love, you travel, like, that is a healthy lifestyle. It's not all green juice and yoga pants, even though that can be a part of it. And I think it's got skewed.
Yeah. So it's about maybe sort of reflecting, Stephen, on where the balance is.
Yeah. And I think it's about, you know, often in this journey to optimization, people forget about joy and laughter. And like, true longevity is a life that you really want to live and that you enjoy it. And that there's crack and there's fun and there's laughter mm. and there's a lightness that we're not trying to squeeze every bit of whatever it is out of life. I think there's a gentleness and ability to sit and look out the window or appreciate the change of the seasons. Like right now, we're in summer and it's a warm day. It's 21
yeah.
degrees.
Yeah,
and there's
absolutely.
Elderflower in season.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a 4-acre organic regenerative farm. And I think I've learned more about connecting to the land and the season than I've ever learned before. And it brings me such joy. And it's simple. It's farming.
Yeah.
It's hands in the earth.
It's funny. I often think, you know, I'm not going to, if I'm lucky enough or fortunate enough to live to my 80s or 90s, I don't think I'll ever look back on life and say, you know, Christ, I'm glad I didn't go for that meal with friends one Friday night because I had reached my protein or macro count for the day. But it's a really interesting conversation. Stephen Flynn from The Happy Pair, our own Claire McKenna, an author of Would You Be Well. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.